Hello, welcome to Betch Laughed. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana.
And what day is it, Jordana?
It is the last week.
What season is it?
It's the last week of April. It's just starting to feel a little bit like spring.
Yeah, but not enough. I want to be able to wear
you want it to be like 110 degrees out.
Not quite that, but like I'm good with 80.
Yeah.
I need to feel like hot when I walk outside.
I need to feel like the sun against my skin. But
me
not
too.
Just when I'm lying in it intensely.
Right. Like I don't like this. You're in the sun. You're hot. You walk into the shade. You're freezing situation. Yeah. It doesn't work for me.
It needs to up like 10 degrees. But I'm thankful that it's not 40 degrees anymore.
That's true. I don't know what was going on over there, but. Yeah.
Enough about the weather.
Yeah.
So this week was kind of crazy. Avicii died.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
That made me sort of like feel my own mortality a little bit.
Because he was our age. Sorry, my age.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Because he was your age. And also the age I was like literally a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And also because I feel like Avicii's music was like college. It was like.
Right.
All the years that I partied. It was
I feel
Avicii.
Like our college years were defined by like BlackBerry and Avicii.
Yeah.
And like BlackBerry and like house music and like all that shit.
Yeah. And every like pretty much all the years of like me partying and enjoying myself were like I hear Avicii in the background. So I listened to a lot of Avicii this weekend.
I feel like
really
we
great.
Yeah. His songs are great.
Levels
is amazing. I like
Fade Into Darkness.
Without you.
Well, that was recent.
Yeah, I know.
Fade into darkness.
Fade Into Darkness and Levels sound kind of similar.
That's why I like them both.
But it's kind of crazy. He's just like this like Swedish kid with like this, I guess, DJing ability that becomes like a rock star, even though like, I mean, DJ-ness is like, it's like not performing. You sent me that article in GQ.
Yeah.
Which I read, which is like,
I went
it was
into
like a little critical.
Yeah, well, I think he was critical. So I went into a bit of a spiral of reading about Avicii. I saw this one article that basically was saying kind of that he was like this tortured artist who was unhappy from all the partying. And it seems like he had some not the greatest like immune system situation because his body wasn't really able to sustain the habits of like drinking and partying every night.
Right.
But it even said that he like, I think he kind of felt... I don't know. I got the impression that he felt like a little bit of like an imposter because he was just kind of going up there and like pressing buttons for a mix he'd already made. And like he said, he's like, I'm just kind of messing with the volume right. And the fader.
I mean, it's like, kind of crazy that people pay a lot of money to like see these DJs perform.
People,
but it's not like
us.
Right. Yeah. People. I'm saying people like us.
Yeah.
Will pay a lot of money to like go see these DJs perform. I did see DJ. I did see Avicii actually perform in the Hamptons the summer after we graduated college back in 2011.
Yeah. So did I think.
But it's like when I saw him perform, like I didn't see him perform. I was there. I listened to this music.
Right. But you also could have listened to it like on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. It's like not like a performance. It's not like he's like dancing or like live singing. He's like live moving, like amplifying the amplifier, whatever.
Right. It felt like he was sort of like chasing this high of like making people like really happy, but it was never like enough, which I think is like very common amongst like musicians, not just DJs.
You know what the DJ, like the rise of the famous DJs thing is kind of like? It's like if that Academy Award for sound mixing. If like anyone gave a shit about the people, like it is a talent. It's definitely like like an impressive talent, but it's like no one gives a shit about those people in the movies. But like we all love DJs.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's like kind of crazy. Just, like there, it is very important. It's just like there's nowhere else in the world where like that kind
that
of
matters.
Like fame or like importance is given to those people.
I mean, he honestly was very, very talented. Like his shows were very good. So,
right, the music was very good. The shows are not like the shows are just playing the music.
Right, but he made the recording that he played at the show. So like
I'm saying just like in the movies,
like if I showed up,
the sound mixing in the movies is really important and really good. But
right,
like,
it's true. Anyway, that was I kind of thought about that like a lot this weekend that he died and I felt pretty sad about it, which I wouldn't have expected if you told me like a month ago Avicii's going to die. I would have thought like I don't care.
It kind of feels like the end of like our partying days.
That's
like
Avicii's
died with like our youthful like partying and like
I think that's why it affected me so much.
Yeah, it's
like
it's the end of an era.
Yeah, and also yeah, okay, enough about
it's very
this.
Symbolic.
Yeah, it felt symbolic. Yeah.
We also had the royal baby this week.
Yeah, so you know, one person leaves the world, another enters.
Do you know anything about this baby? What's the name?
It's a boy. I don't think the name's been announced because I haven't heard it.
Fifth in line to the throne.
Cool. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was really exciting. The second one was like kind of exciting because it was a girl. Now it's kind of like, I like actually didn't even realize she was pregnant until like a month ago. Yeah. I like missed that news cycle.
I don't care so much about the birth as I do about watching them grow up. Like, okay, the baby's here.
Well, now it changes the dynamic, though. That's like kind of the
right.
whole thing.
It's Charlotte's like a middle child. She's the only girl. I have a feeling she'll turn out fine or really fucked up. Who knows?
I feel like Kate seems like she would raise like a normal-ish daughter, although we don't really know her at all.
Yeah, no idea. Maybe. We'll see. I have a feeling they'll be fine. Like,
and Queen Elizabeth just keeps fucking kicking it.
Yeah, she's like more active than any of them.
Yeah, I don't really understand, like, I guess she has a very healthy lifestyle and has very good medical care. And like, why would, I mean, look at Barbara Bush. She just also died at 92. It's like pretty easy to live a long time, I guess, if you like don't have any major genetic
right. If you just don't get sick.
Right. And you have really good healthcare and you eat really good food and you like have yeah. a pretty active lifestyle and you have someone to take you out on a horse every
yeah.
month or so.
You have a lot of time to devote to self-care.
That's true.
Yeah. Should we talk about, I know we want to talk about I Feel Pretty, but we should do a quick touch on the Bravo world.
We should. Where would we be if we didn't, do a small
Okay, so recap. We have Real Housewives, which is on to this comes out on Wednesday, so it'll be on again tonight. We left Dorinda in the middle of an epic meltdown. She was screaming.
Right.
At Sonia? Yeah.
I think so. This season is great because they're like,
they don't hold back.
They don't hold back, unlike Beverly Hills. And they actually have like some legitimate, like scandalous information to share. And they're all like single, which is also different than the whole Beverly Hills thing.
And they drink
like,
a lot.
There's a lot more to like discuss with them. And they're like meaner. It's kind of great. Like the Beverly Hills people are more sensitive.
Yeah.
But the Roni people are just like assholes and like no one cares.
And they've all been through some shit.
Yeah. That's okay. Like, so my favorite part was when Dorinda was yelling at Sonia and she was like, your husband, she's like, stop comparing your husband because like everyone knows that you were like fucking around in France and like that's why he left you because you were like cheating on him. And I was like, oh, now it all makes sense because they've been talking about Sonia's divorce for like 8 seasons, right?
Right.
And I was like, I don't understand why you won't talk to her. I don't understand why like he's like withholding all this money from her. Like why he won't talk to her. Like it seems like he wanted this divorce.
Right.
And they never mentioned it. I shouldn't even think about it. And now it's like, oh, it's because she was like this young woman who like took all his money and like was like cheating on him.
Right. So it sounds like it's a little bit her fault. Yeah. You know, it was funny when she was talking about the Hamptons and she was like, I can't be seen like dancing on tables like with 20-year-olds. It's like we were at that Roni party and that was literally what she was doing. Like you can look at my Instagram to see that exact moment happening. Like she doesn't, she's
delusional. Maniac. But
yeah, they were right. They're like, she's nasty nice. Like she's like delusional and manipulative and just kind of fucks with everyone.
Right. And it's funny that she's married to JP Morgan, who obviously wouldn't be like coming out to tell his side of the story and like the tabloids because he doesn't give a shit.
Right. She's also just like, so she's gotten away
for having it seem like he just like left her like for no reason.
Right.
And really it was her fault. And now we find it out. That was the most interesting part for me.
Right. That was subtle. I was a little confused. I guess this is because you've just watched all the seasons very recently. Right. So you remember. I like didn't even think about it. I was did we know that already?
I watched all the seasons in the course of like 1 month, but like 3 months ago. So I know the whole story. It's all very fresh.
You could win a trivia game right now.
I remember Luann's marriage. It's like not that long ago for me.
Yeah, yeah. Luann's marriage is not that long ago.
My other favorite part is Bethany. I mean, the women on this show, like they're fucked up, but they're like quick and they're smart and they're like very funny. So it is much more entertaining to watch. It's like when Tinsley's upset because Sonia's basically being like, she was using, I forgot what the guy she's dating's name is. She's using him for Scott. Her money. Scott pays for all her shit. She wasn't spending any money until then. Yeah. And Bethany's like, Tinsley's upset that like, that Sonia's saying that she gets all her money from
Scott.
From Scott. But like, Tinley's excuse for that is like, I'm a trust fund baby. Like I have my own like money that I didn't pay for. It's like, oh, is that better?
Right. That was amazing.
I get my money from my dad. Okay.
Yeah. That was a great part. It's funny because like, I don't know how many people, like, no one else pointed that out. No one else,
right,
like, thought that that was, like, the crux of the argument. That's
kind of the beauty of New York, is that people just, like, are going to, like, cut the bullshit and just say what's, like, what? Like, it's not like this isn't that much better, Tinsley.
Right. Although Bethany was like, yeah, a kept woman is, like, the next step up from a trust fund baby.
Right. That's, like, where you become. It's like, oh, Tinsley got a job and she's working really hard now. Yeah. Like, she's not, like, fucking Rachel from Friends.
So I think that Tinsley thought that it sort of, like, implied being, like, a bit of an escort. Like, you were, like, having sex with someone for money. So I think that's why she didn't want that, like, designation. It's, like, a
little bit like that, but...
No, but he's not... They're not together anymore.
Right, so now...
Also, like, what kind of guy, like, just keeps paying for his, like, 40-year-old ex's, like, shit when they weren't even married?
I guess if you have a lot of money and you, like, still are in contact with them...
I would never do that.
Well, you're not, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's true. I'd never do that though.
And then Vanderpump was last night.
Jack's such a douchebag.
Yeah, in the world of Nothing Ever Changes, Jack's still the worst. I wish we saw more delusional Sheena.
Yeah. I feel like they used all the footage they have.
Yeah, I'm almost like getting, I can't believe Tom Sandoval can afford a house. That was surprising for me.
Because they make a lot of money per episode.
I feel like they spend it all, though.
I think that Tom is probably making, like, at least $850,000 a year.
Really?
Uh-huh. Between the ads and the appearances and each episode, they have 22 episodes a season, and I think they get paid $20,000 an episode. So that's a lot of money, like, to start out with. Plus, it's... Plus, like, all the other stuff, like sponsored ads, sponsored posts.
Why do you say 20,000?
I think Eileen told me that. We discussed it on an earlier episode. 20,000 might not even be the right number, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Got it. Lala, anyway. I actually kind of liked her performance, although, like, she heard something about her is, like, irritating me. I don't know what it is.
The fact that she's on top now?
No, it's not even that she's on. It's, like, her attitude about being on top. It's a little too, like... glazing over the, like, reality of things. Like, the fact that she loves James so much, even though James is clearly, like, a terrible person who's, like, constantly insulting her and everyone around him.
Well, because she likes that James, like, follows her around and, like, is obsessed with her. That feels good, I'm sure.
There's something about her that I'm just not...
not liking.
I'm not liking. I don't, like, want to see her on
screen. I think she has, like, a certain confidence that's a little bit, like... I don't know. I like her. But there's, like, a... I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's, like, she has this
She's,
certain...
like, a little too proud of herself.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. But I like that she's proud of herself because I feel like she's owning it.
Although, like, I guess.
I don't know. They all just do the same things and then accuse each other of being terrible people for doing the same thing.
I'm getting almost, like, a little
bored
of them.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening to me.
I don't know what's happening to you either. Yeah, because they just continuously do the same
thing. It's not shocking anymore. I'm desensitized to their, like, absurd antics because they happen too often.
Right. Like, everyone's cheated on everyone 100 times.
Right.
Like, what
else
can you do?
So it's not, like, scandalous anymore. I'm not like, oh my God, like, did Kristen possibly have to hook up with James? Like, I don't care. Like, that's, like, so, like, the 10th most scandalous thing to happen this.
Right. Well, maybe it'll push them to worse places.
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah, right. Also, Katie and Tom are trying to, like, be real people.
Yeah. Although, I didn't like Tom's, like, fucking thing where he was like, I don't feel bad for Brittany. Like, she knows who Jax is. Like, okay,
yeah,
victim
okay.
blamer.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, should we talk about...
Probably because Tom is a cheating asshole himself. So, like, obviously, it's going to be, like, anyone who, like, just anyone who pretends to be upset when someone cheats on them who is, like, likely to cheat.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, okay, Tom, right. No one has any idea where you got that one from.
Right. It's right. Like I said, they all just blame each other for the things that they themselves do, making them all look like idiots.
You know what else I was thinking? Like, this realtor who showed Tom and what is Ariana?
Yeah.
What's her name? For some reason, I confuse Ariana and what's Tom Sandoval's girlfriend's name?
Ariana.
Ariana and was it Katie? What the fuck is her name?
Katie? Tom Schwartz's girlfriend?
No.
Oh, what? You're confusing.
The one with the Carter's girlfriend?
Kristen.
For some reason, I confused
Because Tom
Kristen,
Sandoval used to
Kristen
date
and
Kristen.
Kristen and Ariana, I, like, mixed them up.
Sometimes. Tom Sandoval used to date Kristen.
Yeah. Anyway, I wonder what...
What kind of Vanderpump watcher are you that you confuse Kristen and Ariana?
I don't know. For some reason, their names
Have you been watching
me.
This show?
I have been. I don't know. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Anyway, I forgot where I was going. Oh yeah, when the real estate agent was like walking them through the house.
Yeah,
I was thinking like, how is this older woman? How has she been briefed on like who this couple is? And she's like, oh, what do you do for a living? You're like, we're bartenders. And she gets like, then he says like, oh, and Tom's invested in this thing. And she's like, okay, great. I'm not wasting my time.
That's really funny, right? I feel like, how did she not know though what she was doing? Whatever. Should we talk about I Feel Pretty and the whatever? Saw the movie.
I did see the movie. There were like some funny lines. Amy Schumer is funny. There were some like funny lines. She like definitely gave the movie all she had. Like she was like good at acting in it.
Right.
But the plot made no sense. I'm going to break down the plot for you. Amy Schumer has like a lot of confidence issues. She just wishes she could be pretty. Like the girl, she's at SoulCycle, and Radha, the most beautiful person like in the entire world. She sees her and she's like, oh,
why can't I look like that?
Right. Why can't I look like that? Things dating would be easier. I could get this.
It would.
Her dream job is to be the receptionist at this like Lilly Pulitzer looking like place.
That's weird.
Right. It's like to be the receptionist. That's like her dream. She has like a better job, but she wants to be the face of the company. Okay. But she doesn't think she'll get it because she looks so shitty. She goes to SoulCycle. She falls off the bike. And then like suddenly like she thinks she's like toned and really beautiful and like that she thinks everyone else can see her like that too.
Right.
Doesn't really make any sense because she looks exactly the same.
Right. Like how would that have happened?
Right. And she looks exactly the same to everyone. She just perceives that everyone thinks that she looks much better, but like no one is giving her any reactions that will show that they think she looks better.
Okay. So it's like
in her head that she thinks she looks much better than she is. Okay. Everyone else is treating her like exactly the same, but she's like so much more confident that she gets this receptionist job. She like hooks up with this hot guy. She gets a boyfriend. Like,
okay. So I guess whatever. It makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, but she looks exactly the same.
Right.
Even though she's again going around telling everyone that she looks much prettier.
Right. Making in an almost obnoxious way.
Right. And then at the end, like she falls again. And she like then sees her old body, or she sees herself as like less toned and pretty, even though, again, she looks exactly the same the whole movie.
Right.
And she loses the job and the boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
She loses it?
Yeah, because she like wouldn't show up to the meeting because she didn't want them to see that she looks exactly the same.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It's like whatever. That's what I'm saying. Like the movie doesn't make any like actual sense, but like the scenarios, some of them were like very funny.
Okay. I have a feeling she wasn't going for like the most logical movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like so illogical that it kind of hurt the movie because it was just like stupid.
Right. Okay.
And then whatever at the end, the take home message is that like it's all about how you like feel. Like if you feel beautiful, like you'll like be able to do great things and men will like you and you'll have like a great job.
Okay.
You, like, feel confident.
So that's not irrational.
Yeah, I mean, the take-home message, I guess, is nice, but the movie is, like, kind of criticized in that it's, like, oh, like, no, it's just about how great you feel. Like, there's no actual, like, bias against people who are more beautiful versus less.
Right, I mean, of course there is, and of course, yeah.
Like, the bias is imagined. It's all, like, it's funny because we're doing the same
right,
where,
so
like,
it's making
Shallow
people-
Hal blames, like, the beauty standard issues on, like, bad men, and this blames it on, like, women's just, like,
being
inability-
delusional.
Well, women's inability to like just like see themselves as confident and like beautiful no matter what.
Right. But ignoring the fact that it's society that teaches women they have to be beautiful in order to be able to be confident.
Right. And it takes us back to this older thing that we were discussing, like the mantra of SoulCycle, which is like that woman. It's like taboo now to say that.
You're a dieting or weight loss company.
That you're a weight loss company, or that like the goal is to make women look like thinner and better. It's like health and wellness is now supposed to be about making yourself like being a better person, not being like a thinner person. But like everyone still wants to be a thinner person.
Right. Exactly. So it ends up
really
equating.
Work.
So it ends up basically equating being a good person with being a thin person.
Right.
And everyone now just gets to feel worse about not only not being a thinner person, but not now. Now that means they're also a shitty person.
Right. And now you have to like hide your like actual motivations, which are to look better. And you have to like peddle this like now new societal mantra of like,
it's just for my
self-wellness.
Feeling
good, self-care, wellness shit. It's like, yeah, all these like Instagram models are never going to be like, I thought I looked so thin in this thing and I look feel like I look great. They're more like body positivity, like every woman is beautiful, but then they're like secretly like face tuning all their pictures.
Right. Because I think that ultimately it's been internalized by every woman. Like there's no one, I don't know anyone who, no matter how thin they look, doesn't want to look thinner. So right. It's like,
or different or better or like,
or fix something about themselves.
Right.
So now it's basically you. Yeah, right. I mean, if it was about just being like a good person and feeling good, then you wouldn't need to like spend $34 on an exercise class.
Right.
Because you wouldn't be getting anything out of that.
And all these like body positive, like celebrities who are like, oh, I'm a little overweight and I don't care. You're kind of like, when you look at them, you're like, oh, great for them. That's like awesome that like people are happy with their bodies. It doesn't mean I want that body, but like great that they like are, and let's be honest, pretending to be super happy with this.
Right.
With like what they're given. Like that's great.
Right. I don't think
people actually believe it, which is really what's not being said.
I agree, because when have you ever met someone who's like, no, I'm good. I don't have anything I want to fix about myself. Right. If that were the case, then there wouldn't be an entire industry built around like several industries, dieting, cosmetics, fitness, what else? Well, plastic surgery.
That's why there's like that plastic surgery hole. You think any of the women on Real Housewives are like, oh, like I feel like I've gotten a few of these procedures and now I'm like super happy with myself. Like, no, they never end.
Right. The problem is, right, because there's no destination, because the destination is feeling good about yourself and not feeling like you need to change something. But society doesn't really let you do that because of all the advertising and the Instagram models and everything that's basically pushing you to feel like you need to compete with some better version of yourself that doesn't truly even exist yet.
Right. Well, it's kind of almost just like that's America in general, like bigger, better, improved, like
right,
the next, like buy this next best thing. Like this TV right. is better than that TV, and this computer is better than that computer, and this workout class is better,
right,
better than that, and this new Botox is better than the old Botox. It's like,
right, like
that's
you
sort
can
of
always,
like an American thing. It's not as like consumerism and like just like buying shit and like
right
and like being happy with yourself does not make you buy anything.
Right. I mean, I think ultimately that's what like America is, like a capitalist society, and a capitalist society thrives on finding ways for people to make money, and ultimately people want more money and they want more things because they want to compete with the next person, because by nature having more means really only matters if you have more than the person, someone else.
Right. And you can always like get a little better. You can always make a little more money, like have the nicer thing, like move into the nicer house.
There's right. Your stuff. Eyebrows can be done by an even better expert. Your hair can be even straighter and thicker, and you can be even thinner. Like there's like, I want to lose 3 pounds. It's that like sort of never ending right. mentality.
Everyone wants to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah. Like, have you ever met some, do you know, like, I've never encountered someone who's like, you know, I got to this weight and I'm just like happy to be here and I don't want to improve anything.
Right. I mean, maybe like that, but it's like maintaining is the new, then their new like thing. It's almost, then it becomes this fear of like, if I don't keep doing it, then I'm going to lose it and then I'll be behind. I won't even realize.
Right.
Like, it's like, you have to keep moving. You have to keep like gaining.
Right. It's like that article you sent me yesterday about basically how like now feminism has, and you know, all this body positivity and all these like social causes have essentially now forced you to not only be the thing, which is thin and like wealthy and like right. good looking, but you have to now talk about how that makes you a better reflection of
right. You're doing
yourself.
It right, because it makes you a better person.
Right. So now right. you have to like, now you get to like be a complete failure, or I don't know, slightly less of a complete failure, because there's no,
right, like,
cause there's
if,
no like
right, if
finish
you're not
line.
Going to SoulCycle and like eating the like chickpea pasta, then like you right. are doing a disservice to yourself and you are becoming a worse person.
Right. And the reason that's problematic is because there's no finish line. So there's no point at which you're like, I'm good enough and you can quit. Like, and you right. can just like stop. You're always like going to be like espousing the standard that you can't even reach. Anyway,
it's upsetting.
For more commentary on wellness and dieting and fitness, you guys should check out our new podcast, Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Check it out. When does it come out?
It comes out on Sunday nights. The first episode just happened on Sunday night. And it's hosted by me and Aileen. You should follow us on Instagram @Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Go to betches.co/
DST.
DST.
Okay. To listen. Let's okay, do, let's, do an, let's email. Do an email.
Hey, Batches. Cannot wait for the new book. There's also a new book coming out in October about careers.
It's check called it When's out. Happy Hour? How to Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work.
Cannot wait for the new book. I read your other two and know your third will be amazing as well. I've had this friend, let's call her Grace, for about 2 years now. We met through work the summer after I graduated college. We knew instantly we'd be great friends because we share the same love for Beyonce, working out, and all around have the same interests. There's no one else in the world with those interests. She's 23 and I'm 24. Over a month ago...
it's like you and me.
Exactly. We and friends took a vacation to Mexico. Things before that trip got a little rocky between us, but they eventually got resolved. On the second to last day, we were drunk, and you know how that goes. Things can get somewhat tense when you are with your friends for 4 days and drunk every single day. I was pretty tipsy at that moment I spilled a drink. I can get really embarrassed easily, especially when I've been drinking, and Grace called me out for being drunk and spilling a drink. I lashed out and got upset. We didn't speak for the remainder of that day and the next morning. When we were getting ready to drive back to the States, we apologized and things went back to normal. I texted her a few days later seeing how her week was going, but her response was short, so I didn't carry on with the conversation. A week later, I was planning my birthday celebration and invited her, but she said she wasn't going to be in town and couldn't make it. Well, during my birthday weekend, I looked up on SnapMap, and her Bitmoji told me otherwise. Ooh. She was still in town. She texted me, happy birthday. I responded, thanks. Did not confront her about still being in town, but since then, I have not heard from her. It has now been 3 weeks. I tried reaching out, wondering if everything was good, but she didn't respond to my text. Even when I Instagram, I noticed she doesn't even like my posts anymore.
Oh, shit.
But still looks like my Insta and Snap stories. I honestly don't understand why she's being like this. Maybe because she just graduated and is in a weird post-college depression, wondering about her future and career. I also don't like and get along with her boyfriend, but she knows that and has never cared before. Please, Betches, help me. Do you think this friendship is worth saving? I don't know what's worse, being ghosted by a guy you've gone on 3 dates with or your friend you've known for years. Thanks.
That's a weird situation.
That's a weird... I think that...
It's not that weird. I could see it
happen. It's kind of weird to just like not answer, I think. I guess people do it.
She did answer, though. She no, just...
But then it sounds like at the end, she was being short and then she just stopped answering.
Right. So she answered. But here's the thing. Like being short and then stopping answering is an answer.
No, but then continuing, like she texted her at a later point and she didn't right. answer the later texts.
Right.
Here's what I would do.
I've heard of this story happening really? To, yeah.
I'll friends tell you, or guys?
To friends. I'll okay, tell you.
Let's hear it.
Just a similar thing where like one friend like kept reaching out and then the other friend just like was very short for a while and then just eventually ignored and then
stopped answering altogether.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Later.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So this is just one of basically what this girl's telling you is that she doesn't really want to be friends with you right now. Definitely. And maybe not ever again. So I wouldn't.
Here's what I would do. I think if it's going to really bother you and you want to know what's going on, you could just send a message and like be totally prepared to like be given the truth or be given what Sammy just said is that she's just like not at a good place to have you in her life right now. Just say like, hey, like ever since our Mexico trip, like I feel like you've been kind of short and distant with me and like you're kind of pulling away from our friendship. And I'm just wondering like where that's coming from or like what you're thinking. And like, it's totally okay if you don't want to be friends right now, but I would love to just like know so I can know and stop reaching out.
Right, exactly. Like that's really the best and only course you can take. There's nothing else that you could, can, or should do because it's really just on this girl's terms if she wants to talk to you. And like, honestly, if she doesn't, it's probably for the best for you. I don't look.
It doesn't sound like she'd be a very good friend right now. Anyway.
Yeah. Look, I don't know like what your fault in the situation is because it sounds like a lot of this happened like while you're drunk, and maybe that has something to do with it. So like. There's a lot that like we can't really like pass a judgment on, but we can pass judgment on like the next steps you should take. And you should basically send a text saying exactly what Jordana said and then just be prepared to like just forget, right. kind of just like let this go. Like luckily it's not a lifelong friend.
Yeah. And I think 23, 24 is a lot of the times when you like reevaluate the friends that you made like earlier in your life. And that's like a very, very big transitional period for a lot of people. It's like that quarter life crisis thing. It's like, you have a certain friend, you have a certain lifestyle, and then you're kind of questioning everything because you're not really, most people at 23, 24 are not like in a steady relationship or in like a steady work environment. They don't really know what they want to do with their lives. And so they reevaluate not just their, like those aspects of their lives, but their friendships and who they're hanging out with as well.
Right.
And if she doesn't want to hang out with you, you shouldn't really want to hang out with her. But I think if you do, if you are curious and it really bothers you, it's okay to send that text and hopefully she'll answer and give you like some sort of closure that you need. And that way, at least like there's not like anything dangling in the air. You've said how you felt and that's really all you can do.
Right. And if she doesn't give you the closure you need in the way you expect to get it, just take it for what it is.
Right. And just move on.
Okay, should we read the next one?
Yes.
Hey, Betches, love the podcast. I'm a fairly new listener, but I'm almost through every episode, and now I'm starting to listen to You Up, which is also incredibly relatable with a bit more of a crude edge to it. Love it. You guys should check out You Up. It is the dating podcast with Jordana and Jared, yes. And follow at You Up Pod on Instagram. Okay, back to the letter. I'll try to keep this the appropriate length. A year ago, I lived with my best friend, Jen, and another mutual friend. Let's call her Sadie. So you changed Sadie's name, but not Jen. Okay. It was a tolerable existence. I've been friends with Jen since the sixth grade, and we made great roommates. Sadie, on the other hand, was not the best roommate. Sadie was often inconsiderate, messy, condescending, and a bit of a lazy, spoiled brat. Our rent with electric was under $300. Holy shit.
And had her, God, I mean, where do you live?
Where is this? Yeah. And she quit her job and had her parents pay rent because she couldn't handle the stress of working and taking 16 credits at school. Okay. I could go on and on with examples, but the email would get lengthy. Basically, Sadie, Jen, and I were college friends. I never had a deep relationship with Sadie, but we would go out drinking together and had a generally superficial friendship. Nothing wrong with having friends that you connect with on a superficial level, but because she did so many other things that annoyed me, I ended up just focusing on the end of our lease coming in a few months and endured being roommates with her until May 2017. I guess my question is, do I have to formally break up with this friend/ex-roommate? She recently told mutual friends of ours that I basically just, like, I don't know, ditched her. Yes, she does talk like that. Just, like, I don't know, like, ditched her. Okay. She's someone I would absolutely dread seeing and not someone who adds any positivity to my life. We don't have anything in common, and I was hoping that we would just naturally drift apart, but now she's making it awkward by trashing me to other friends of mine and making me look like a heartless betch. Thoughts. XOXO. Betch with a heart.
Okay, I have to say, she kind of does sound like the asshole in the situation. A reason to not, apparently you have so many examples of how this girl sucks, but the one you're choosing to say is that her parents pay her rent while she's in school. Which, like,
what has she done to you?
Right, which doesn't sound like it has anything to do with you or a reason to dislike someone. Like, a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who have a lot more money than me. Like, that's not like a reason that, right, I dislike them.
Right.
So I kind of think that, like, this is like a little bit of a projection because she hasn't actually done anything so terrible that you don't want to be your friend.
Wait. There's side notes. Jen and I are roommates at a different apartment and still very good friends. Jen also cannot stand Sadie. Sadie is going through an apparent quarter life crisis because she is now a life/fitness coach on social media.
Okay. Again, maybe like not your,
right, that's because her parents are paying her rent.
Not your favorite thing about her, but again, not something that affects you. Like, none of these things, your examples you're stating, are things that she's like done to you. Or it's okay to just not like someone, not like their personality, and don't feel like they like mesh with you, but like, just say that. It doesn't sound like this girl is terrible. It just sounds like she's not like a good friendship match for you.
Right. And it sounds like you just kind of did just ditch her.
Right.
Like, you just sort of choosing not to confront her.
Right. You don't have to be friends with someone, but let's give the blame where the blame is due. And it's like, this girl has been the same person she always is. You just don't really like her. And
right,
like, that's totally fine. But let's not make it like she's like the villain here.
Right. So you should probably, look, I think maybe out of respect, because you don't like her and you don't really want much to do with her, like, just say that to her, because for the sake of communication.
If she tries to hang out with you again, not, right, like out of the blue, but like,
Right. If she tries to make a gesture or something, and if she's like talking about you to like your mutual friends, like, I don't know. You can't really stop that.
Doesn't sound like she's saying anything that's not really true. She's telling your friend that you ditched her, and like,
you did,
which is fine. But yeah, like,
own
that's
it.
What happened. Yeah, right. Just own it. And like if she, that's not really talking shit. That's her telling them what happened.
Right, exactly. She could be doing way worse. It's not like she's like spreading lies.
Right. I think the bottom line here is, again, it sounds like you're a little younger and like, it's,
younger than us.
Right. Younger, I'm guessing early 20s. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, just because someone doesn't like mesh with like your personality doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Right.
But you can choose. You don't have to be friends with everyone.
I mean, she's a fitness influencer. Right. So she may be very, very well be a bad person. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
You don't have to be friends with anyone you don't want to be friends with. But you also don't have to like make it a whole dramatic thing.
Right. And don't
you can
make
just
it
choose to not be friends with people you don't want to be friends with.
Right. And don't make it like someone has like done something to like offend you or is a personal affront just because you don't like who they are. Exactly. Like you just happen to not like who she is and that's fine.
It's
but just don't make it like,
yeah, it's fun to talk shit about those people to like invent, make them build them up to be like these terrible people in your head. But they're really at the end of the day,
they're not.
They're just people that don't like get along with you or people that are not like on the same page as you, which doesn't make them bad. It just makes them different.
Right. So just recognize that first. Right. It's like, we're not saying you have to stop talking shit about her. I mean, have fun.
Sure.
But just recognize that you're doing that, not her. Or I don't know, maybe she is too.
Exactly. But. And if she keeps asking you to hang out, just tell her how you actually feel. And if she doesn't, she'll have gotten the hint and you won't have to say anything.
Okay, let's do some quick games.
Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry. Prince William, Prince Harry, Harry Styles.
Marry Prince William. He seems like a nice dad. Fuck Harry Styles. And shoot Prince Harry.
Oh, wow. You're not a Harry fan.
I also chose to shoot Prince Harry and shoot fuck Mary last week on the podcast. So I guess I really just
do not like Prince Harry.
I don't not like him. He just loses the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'd marry William. I'd have sex with Harry Styles because like, I don't know. He's a musician. I feel like there's something
there. And he's the hottest.
He's the hottest. And then Prince Harry, he's just been like there's nothing super special about him besides the fact that he's a prince. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's like had like some like asshole-ish moments.
Yeah,
he
wore a Nazi costume.
Yeah, he's like not the nicest guy. He's not that attractive. It's like, fuck you, Harry.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Okay, bye.
Congrats on your wedding.
Yeah. Here's our invitation. Okay, would you rather be fake friends with someone for 10 years or have an explosive breakup with them that lasts 1 month?
I guess the explosive breakup, although like it would be a stressful month, but like
I'd rather the breakup too.
Yeah. Although it, like I think we've had this discussion before. It's like kind of easier just to be fake friends with someone for a long time.
It depends how much honestly, it depends how much you hate them and what that fake friendship requires.
Friendship requires a lunch every 3 months.
Oh, I could do that easily.
Then you'd rather maintain the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say the fake friendship requires texts every day. Explosive breakup. Here I come.
Oh, I think even with a lunch, I might take the explosive breakup.
Really?
That's a lot of lunches for 10 years. That's like 30 lunches.
Okay, but like, it's fine.
I don't know. I really don't like doing things that I don't like doing.
Me either, but I would hate to have to. I'm saying it would be worse if I had to talk to them every day.
Okay. Would you rather do your own nails for the rest of your life or have to do your own hair for the rest of your life? Like you don't
nails.
Get, you can never get a manicure again or you can never get your hair done again.
Nails.
So you'd rather never get your hair done again?
Yeah, no, I'd rather never get my nails done again.
Okay. I think I agree. Just because I can't really do my own hair.
The
that
hair
well.
Is just the worst.
If I was really good at doing my hair, then I might choose that.
Okay. But yeah. Although if my hair were easier.
Also, it's like okay to have like a shittier manicure more than like your hair looks terrible. And like true. More picks, more of your vibe.
True. Agreed. Okay. Would you rather know every single thing that's happening in world news or absolutely nothing that's happening in world news?
I think absolutely nothing.
Me too.
It'd be much less stressful.
Honestly, same.
And also.
And I love the news.
Also, I think I'm surprised that your answer. I was thinking you would do the other.
No, I find the news so incredibly stressful.
But you know so much about the news.
Because I don't have the option of knowing nothing.
Right. For me, I'm kind of like, I can't really, I don't feel like I could like affect that much, even if I did know. So I'd rather just not know. Like if I had the power to change things, maybe I would rather know.
I feel like we have the power to change things because we have the SUP. You guys should sign up for the email.
And our final fourth podcast, the SUP, is also something you should listen to.
Yeah.
That comes out on Thursdays.
It's actually coming out on Thursdays and Tuesdays twice a week.
Wow.
But you should get the SUP email. You should go to betches.com/the-SUP.
Check it out.
And you got the email. It's really funny. That's
we just told you not to even keep up with the news.
No,
you should.
No, here's the thing. You don't have the option of not keep, like in this fake would you rather world. Yeah, I'd rather have no news because it would be much. The news stresses me out deeply. The SUP is cathartic for me to like it's a way for me to like process and handle all the crazy shit that's happening.
And it can
in the
be
world.
Cathartic for you too. Check yeah, it out. Yeah,
because it's funny. So the SUP is very cathartic for me, but that's only because I don't have the option of not knowing about the news. But if I could, I would go live on a fucking island and speak to nobody about the news and just wait for the, you know, the sea levels to overtake my island. And because of that, global warming.
Which you wouldn't know about anyway. You would just think it was like raining a lot. Anyway, right. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next week. Okay, bye.